are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I thought my voice would be a little less hoarse. You could tell the kids are still out of school because it's summer break. I've been yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming, right? and a lot louder than that. And so here we are. I'm ready for my show. I'm all excited for a great week of radio, and I'm losing my voice. So I'll have to go easy on them. I just don't understand the back talking. I'm their mama, right? Don't I look intimidating? Don't I look tough? You know, I was scared to death of my parents, but that's because they would whop a good backhand. See, with us, no, you can't spank your kids, you can't whatever. They backtalk me left and right. And, you know, I mean, I can only, you know, lift the computer so much each day, pulling it out of the rooms. So I know they're not supposed to have a computer in the room, but honestly, I get so tired of hearing the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do that I just let them play their computer in the room. Of course, the door has to be open, and I have to keep checking, making sure no one's looking at porn in the family, even daddy. But I don't really know what to do. I mean, one of them is already a preteen. One of them pretends to be a preteen, and they have little mouths on them. All I could say is in my family, if I said one millionth the stuff that they tell me, I would have no teeth. I would have been toothless growing up. So I kept my mouth shut. You know, I know a lot of people are like, gosh, Diane, you're so loquacious. You know, you speak, you know, so much. You can speak for hours a day. You speak for 3 hours a day every day. How do you do that? Well, because I shut up the whole time when I was a kid, all right? I kept my mouth shut. I knew better. I knew better. I knew where I stood. I respected my parents. I feared my parents. I feared God. And my parents made me think that either they or God would get me, depending on what would come out of my mouth. And if you think I swore, why do they say when people swear they sound like a truck driver? I listen to your calls, all my truck drivers that call. You guys are so nice. You're so gallant. You're grammatically correct. I can't even picture you use foul language. Construction workers, I hear curse. Teachers. Whoo, I hear teachers curse. My teachers cursed. Doctors, why don't people say you have a mouth like a doctor? No, they say you have a mouth like a truck driver. And in fact, even, you know, when we were talking about truck driver lingo, even truck drivers make bad things sound nice. Like, you know, we always talk about, you know, going, to the bathroom, number one or number two, 10-100, 10-200. That's not foul. So we got to get rid of that. You know, he swears like a truck driver. I don't know, but all the truck drivers I know, they're pretty dashing and gallant, and I don't really hear them swear. Now, maybe some of the women, you know, I mean, I'm sure if I was a truck driver, I'd probably sound worse than a man. But I think we need to change it too. You sound like a kindergarten teacher. You are as foul-mouthed as a preschool teacher. People would be like, you know, that's pretty foul-mouthed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a lot to talk about. Apparently, the gentleman that holds the record for man with the world's largest penis was stopped by the TSA and frisked for having a quote-unquote suspicious package. So we need to talk about that and what to do with the TSA if you are overly endowed. We'll also kind of talk about some myths about sex and penis size and what women want. And we'll also talk about some interesting body parts and sizes there. We'll talk about Barack Obama and how he thinks people that are successful, it's not their doing, right? It's because either the government helped them or they were lucky. We'll talk about that. Looks like the Health Task Force and all their bonehead recommendations are under a lot of fire. Good, because I dislike them. And I guess we have a car that'll actually make you coffee. Well, that's kind of cool stuff. So as you can see, we've got a very, very, very busy day. Very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, it looks like George Zimmerman has some more trouble coming his way. A woman accused him of molesting her as a child for many years. And three more men have claimed earlier abuse by Sandusky. Earlier, like back in the 1970s and 1980s. So we're going to try to cram this all in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I know we're all interested in this coffee. I can't even make my husband a good cup of coffee. So I know for him, he would love a car that would do it. I guess it's a Fiat 500L will be released with a coffee maker next to the gear shift. Oh, I miss driving stick. I really miss... now everything's automatic, but I really miss my truck, right? And shifting gears and slamming it into neutral. I miss that. That's driving. Now you're not driving. You're just kind of sitting there and, you know, letting the car do all the work. But I like it when you have to, you know, put some work into your driving. So I miss that. Anyway, I guess it's the Lavazza branded kit. Comes with a sugar container, a dispenser, and a spoon. They say, I guess they come in 500 liters. What? That's huge. And a 3 and 5 door option with the one. Oh, I see. Okay, they're talking about that. Okay, the Fiat 500L. All right, I get it. What about the coffee maker? I want to know about that. It doesn't say. Oh, they don't even talk about the coffee maker. Well, you know, try to get it decaffeinated. You know, if you do get this Fiat car with the coffee maker, try to get the coffee decaffeinated. Be very careful. Cappuccinoing it, frappuccinoing it, latteing it. Adding the chocolate and the whipped cream, and I don't know what else you guys do. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I see what you guys put in your coffee. It's kind of like making a salad at a salad bar. You know when you go to Sweet Tomatoes, right, and you make a salad and you put all these toppings? I see what you guys do with your coffees. And then you say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know why I'm gaining weight. Well, you're gaining weight because I can smell the chocolate all the way from the waiting room. And, I mean, if you're going to eat chocolate, then eat chocolate. Why lose the chocolate taste with the coffee? I can't stand coffee. I can't stand coffee taste. I think it sullies the chocolate. If you have a craving for some chocolate, then just fix yourself some chocolate. Don't be making a coffee, throwing chocolate in there, and think you're getting a fix, because then you're going to want chocolate anyway. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. All right. By the way, guys, rumor has it we may be working on the iPhone app sooner than we think. But in the meantime, don't forget to download our Droid app. We have a free Android app for the Dr. Dahlia Show. Go to my website after you stop listening to the show, which hopefully isn't soon. And you can go to the website and download the Dr. Dahlia app. Yeah. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Today, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had a lady who had skin cancer, you know, on her clavicle area, and it didn't look like an aggressive form when I first looked at it. It looked like a little bitty skin tag, and you know, usually all day long, all I do is write prescriptions, you know, Lortab, Xanax, Z-Pack. Occasionally it gets exciting, and I get to write an Anusol suppository for hemorrhoids, but for the most part, you know, antibiotics, blood pressure medicine. So when she came back in, I told her, well, let's, you know, get you in with the, you know, dermatologist, do some Mohs procedure. Let's get this, you know, cut out. And she's like, you know, nobody's around. I can't get in for another 8 weeks. So I decided to cut it out. And when you cut out skin cancer, a lot of times it comes out easier than you would think, cutting into regular healthy skin. I mean, when you take that blade, when you use your blade and you transplant it to try to get to the bottom of it, it just kind of comes out like a ball. I mean, like a chunk. And I don't think there's anything more satisfying in medicine. I mean, you know, delivering a baby, draining a rectal abscess, but I mean, it's on the top 200 list, is taking out a chunk of skin cancer and thinking you got it all. Just, I don't know, I feel like I accomplished something today. Whew, yeah, that was my big, you know, being a family doc, I don't get to do any of the cool stuff like I used to do in the ER. ER was great, pulling out a bullet. Oh, when you take that bullet out, that is exciting. When you're in the OR and you reattach that toe, That is exciting. That's some good stuff. All right. I get many calls a day, and I know we aren't live all the time. We're trying to work on changing my time so we could be live, so you guys could listen live and call in. So many of you call in, you leave a message, etc. And I really want to thank a lot of my truckers out there. You guys are so sweet, especially, you know, giving me a lot of good feedback. And I don't usually like to play the good feedback because you all that dislike the show, you really don't want to hear that somebody else likes the show. You'd rather believe that nobody likes the show. But I got to tell you, this one call that came in, he makes a point that I want to expand on. So really quickly, let's just play one of your comments right now. But of course, for any of you calling in, you could always call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go ahead and play that.
Gary, I'm a truck driver and I'm in Arizona at this point. Just heard you make some remarks about the female singers and the male singers and how much money they make and, you know, who they are in the public eye and so on and so forth. And then you made some remark about yourself that, you know, you'd like to be a singer and all of this. Dahlia, one thing they aren't, that you are to a lot of people, is important. Just remember that. You're important. You count. For millions and millions of people, those stars that you just talked about don't count at all. But you do. Thanks for being Dr. Dahlia.
What a sweetie. Isn't he just cuddly? This is why I love truck drivers. Isn't he cuddly and no trucker mouth? We gotta dispel this whole trucker mouth myth. But the reason why I played that, again, is not to prove that somebody likes the show and A and B, somebody listens. But, okay, we all matter. Sometimes I feel like doesn't matter. Whatever I do doesn't matter. And I think a lot of us, especially with the way the economy is, especially with what's happening to Medicare, Social Security, and our financial future and our medical future, am I outstretching this a little bit? Is this far-fetched to think that we feel like nothing we do really matters? I mean, I'm frustrated when I pay payroll and when we pay our taxes, I see what money goes into Social Security and Medicare and taxes. And sometimes I feel like whatever I do doesn't matter. I can't tell you how many of my patients are retirement age. And, of course, they are scared manureless. I mean, just scared. And they say that. I can't say how scared they are because it's on air. And not only are they scared, but they're frustrated because the whole purpose of them putting money into their future with either Medicare or Social Security and paying taxes, as well as, you know, diversifying, you know, if they were lucky enough to have a portfolio with the stock market, et cetera, is it looked like all that work didn't matter. And so, you know, when I listened to that caller, it just kind of brought up how I think a lot of us feel and why so many of us have such, you know, such kind of a pessimistic attitude towards the future because we thought we had more control. Now, President Obama reinforced this today. I guess he was discussing, this is a quote from him, if you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. He said, you didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. So he was referring to why he should be able to tax people making over $250,000, you know, and attack Romney, etc. But what this states is we have to give government credit for any of our successes and any of our failures we have to take full responsibility for. Why do we have to give government credit? Really? Obamacare? Obamacare is going to get credit for how we do and how healthcare changes. I know some of you are like, I love Obamacare. Dr. Dahlia, please don't insult Obamacare. I love Obamacare. Fine. Okay, go ahead. Love Obamacare. That's great. But really, it's, you know, we aren't responsible for our own success. He's also insinuating that if you're wealthy, you're lucky. Okay, now I understand that if you are a Trump Jr., you probably are starting off on the right foot. All right, I get that. If you are a Rockefeller or a Rothschild, okay, or whoever was rich, if you are a Obama or an Obama, you are probably going to be wealthy. I get that. A Clinton. All right. But for the most part, those of us who were top Ramamine it, I mean, I grew up poor. The only reason why I was able to go to college is because I got a scholarship. I remember when I was younger, my parents said they did not have money for college. They didn't have money for school. And I was going to have to work. I was going to have to take out loans. They wouldn't sign for the loans because they thought we all would drop out. And they didn't want to, I'm not saying this to insult my parents. They were very honest. My parents didn't believe in borrowing money. That was their generation. They didn't really believe in credit cards until, of course, they started using them. And there was like, oh, wow. But, you know, they just didn't like borrowing, having their name on a loan. That just wasn't them. So I knew if I couldn't pay for my own college, I wouldn't go. And when I had an opportunity to take on a career, you know, in singing, and I know, you know what, back in the 80s, was actually pretty good singing at the time, okay, right, yeah, now, you know, I could do a mean Madonna at the time, I just don't, you know, show off, I don't want to make you all cry, in inferiority listening to my singing, which is why I really, you know, hold back. No, but I mean, I had a chance to go into show business, and I was honored a full scholarship at UNLV. I mean, but I really busted my butt for grades, so I was able to do that, and then I worked at Jack in the Box. I tutored. I held an average of 2 to 3 jobs. I didn't live with my folks. I supported myself. And, then medical school was the first time I had to take loans. I mean, I remember having potatoes for dinner, just a whole potato. Got my good, you know, a lot of potassium. I was skinny. I remember only having $6 to budget for groceries for the week. And I made it work by buying a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter. No, a loaf of bread, a box of cereal, a quart of milk, and some turkey ham, you know, because ham is a kosher, turkey ham. And I was able to live on $6 of groceries a week. I made it work. And, you know, went to medical school, still waited tables while in medical school because I had to help my brother go to college because my parents couldn't help. And got through and then, you know, luckily got married and then got pregnant. I know. You know, contrary to popular belief, no, I got pregnant after I was married. All right. No sugar daddies, nothing. And I sweat. And when you talk about blood, sweat, and tears, add urinated to all that because it was brutal. You know, and now I know more people have brutal lives and I bless. I think still I was so much more blessed than I could have been. I mean, if I couldn't get the scholarship to college, it wouldn't happen. I wouldn't have gone to college, period. I couldn't do it. You know, I mean, making $4 an hour at Jack in the Box was not going to pay for my classes. But I feel blessed, and, you know, thank heavens Top Ramen was 10 cents a piece, and I was able to do it. And so when you hear President Obama, you know, act like those people that were successful had, you know, had it easy for them, no. You know, I am related to Joel Gray and Jennifer Gray, but, you know, we don't talk. I don't even think they know I exist. I'm just related to them, and hopefully one day I could get, you know, our agents to talk or whatever. But, no, I had no help in show business. I paid for some airtime, put myself on the air to answer medical questions, and I grew the show. So I did everything from scratch. And when you see, you know, the president and our administration, you know, like they do with being a U.S. citizen, just, you know, urinate all over it. It's really frustrating. And I just want to reemphasize what our trucker caller said. You know, we all matter. Everything we do matters. And no, it's not all luck. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
This person was having some difficulty walking along, trying to get through the TSA. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Jonah Falcon, if you're not too familiar with him, he is the man with the world's largest penis. Apparently, he was stopped by the TSA in San Francisco for having a quote-unquote suspicious-looking package. Now, Jonah Falcon is 41 years old, lives in New York, and his penis is 9 inches when it's at rest and 13.5 inches when erect. From what I understand, he has been in the news since 1999. I think he was in an HBO documentary. The Guinness Book of World Records does not, acknowledge such feats. I know it's not a foot. It doesn't acknowledge this type of world's record, shall we say. But Howard Stern recognizes it. All right. He said he was stopped and frisked by the TSA at San Francisco International Airport because of a bulging package hidden in his pants. Now, the Huffington Post got the exclusive interview. He's been a guest on almost every talk show except the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't really think I'm going to invite him as a guest. I mean, what are we going to talk about? I mean, you know, most of my listeners are men. They really don't want to hear about this. 13.5 inches, that's a present, but that's it. I mean, how am I going to stretch that into a whole 15-minute interview? You know, that's almost an inch an interview. That'll or an inch a minute. That'll kind of bore y'all. Okay, let's see. Apparently, he knew at the age of 18 that something was not right when his manhood reached a whopping 12 inches, they say. He has been contacted by porn companies, but has never been accepted. He has never accepted. He said the security guard felt a little threatened, and he said, it's my, but I can't say. He then gave me a pat down, but made sure to go around it with his hand. They even put some powder on my pants, probably a test for explosives. I found it amusing. The TSA screener actually was able to do it without giggling. Very good. And now what he's going to do is wear bike shorts from now on. This way they know. He said, you would think that San Francisco TSA would have had experience with guys who were hung before, but I guess not. TSA officials have been contacted by the press and did not return calls for comment. You guys, this is breaking news. This is breaking news. All right, so I decided to look up what other extraordinary body parts are out there. I guess the world's smallest waist goes to Kathy June. Her waist is only 15 inches. And I guess she was in the Guinness Book of World Records. Svetlana Pankratova has the world's longest legs, more than 4 feet long. Where is she from? It sounds Swedish, doesn't it? Yeah, anyway, 4 feet long legs. The world's longest female beard. Nope, not me. Woman Vivian Wheeler of Illinois has the longest beard for a female, measuring 11 inches. I don't know why. Oh, father wanted her to start shaving at the age of 7. Well, it's probably hirsutism. You know, I mean, girls who have heavy androgens. She obviously has some endocrinologic abnormality if she's growing a beard. So dad said to shave. World's largest hand goes to Louis Hua. His left thumb is 10.2 inches long. Stop the giggles. The world's longest female tongue goes to Annika Ermler, 2.7 inches. There's also a male who has a long tongue. I forget how long it is. Oh, I can't find it. I don't think he's on here. Mehmet Azurek, world's longest nose, 4.5 inches. Then you have people with world's longest ear hair, world's longest eyebrow hair, world's longest radio talk show, the Dr. Dahlia show. Yep. No, I think that's kind of interesting. You know, a lot of people, they say, oh, you know, I wish I was bigger. You know, I get asked, what should the average penis size be? Not that you have a lot of control, but the average penis size is 5 to 6 inches. And that's erect. When it's flaccid or flat, which I've never come across or seen, by the way, in real life, averages around 3.5 inches. So, you know, a lot of people, they think, okay, you know, something's wrong with me. And no, I don't have the world's smallest, and I really wouldn't want to, you know, bring up his name on air. You know, another myth people have, or I should say misconception people have, is that they are undergoing premature ejaculation. If they can't last the 15 minutes, they think they're having premature ejaculation. Well, sometimes average sex time is under 5 minutes. And so if you do that well, you know, I think a lot of premature ejaculation is misdiagnosed. I don't think a lot of doctors spend too much time talking to the patient. A lot of patients don't like to talk about it. So they go, oh, really? Okay. You know, they just spend a quick, you know, second on it, right? They just go through the subject just pretty quickly. But, you know, and then they'll give, like, SSRIs, like Zoloft or whatever to help. But I think it really depends. It's very relative on what your relationship is. If you have a partner that takes 15 minutes. 15 minutes is long. And you complete in 5 minutes, I don't think you need to medicate. You see? Now, if we're talking 30 seconds, that could be an issue. Maybe a minute, that could be an issue. But let's say she doesn't care and she's happy no matter what. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to, you know, where it's an issue is if you want to go longer and you can't, and repeatedly it's too short. But I'd say many people think they suffer from premature ejaculation and they don't. All right. They're actually having sex for a normal amount of time. I always get questions about the G-spot. Does it really exist? Up until this year, it was questionable. And then I guess some sexual medicine specialists, I think they found it. Remember, one gentleman said he dissected a cadaver. Remember, we spent time giggling about that one. Dissected a cadaver, and he thinks he found the spot. And so he was pretty excited. But if you ask, you know, most women, we really like to cuddle. You know, don't forget the cuddling. You know, we really don't need you to go in, aim for the G-spot, and then leave. That's not what a lot of us like. Speak for yourself, Dr. Dahlia. Oh, come on, ladies, back me up here. Really, we've never really, you know, begged, you know, science to figure that one out, because, you know, we're pretty good with the cuddling and having the Lord of the Rings movie in the background. All right, what other myths are out there that people don't know about? Oh yeah, girth. You got to be careful with the girth, guys. Sometimes too much girth hurts your partner. And some women, there was actually a study we talked about a few years back where women actually preferred smaller, probably because they didn't rip, probably because it didn't, you know, hurt. But, you know, there's a lot of females with the way their anatomy is built, whether their uterus is antiverted, retroverted, et cetera, where they can't handle length and girth, let alone at the same time. So, again, you got to find the right partner that fits. You know, the Cinderella story, it's not just a fairy tale. I mean, the Cinderella story doesn't have to do with that. I mean, taking a lateral step here, we spent an episode talking about fairy tales and these old Disney stories and what they really had meant, you know, and how there was a lot of adult concepts in them, like molestation, etc. And the Cinderella story could actually be extrapolated to penis size and what women want with sex. The slipper has to fit, right? Is that a good analogy? No, didn't work. Didn't work on this one. Didn't work. Okay. All right. Let's bring in the ugly stepsisters. Now it really doesn't work. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do need to make one quick correction. Earlier, I was talking about how President Obama thought people were lucky if they were successful, as opposed to them having done it, you know, by working hard. I need to correct myself. I am very lucky to have the crew at Genesis Communications Network like I do. Scott, Kyle, Donovan, Charles, just an amazing crew. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. I know everybody thinks I sexually harass them a little too much, but honestly, I'm blessed. I don't think my show would be as successful as it is if it wasn't for these guys. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network as well. So I hate to say Obama was right. Ah, no! But in terms of my success in radio, big thanks. And a big thanks to KDWN, where I got my start, and KLAV, and a big thanks to XM Radio, and a big thanks to you all for listening. So I am lucky. I am blessed. You know, when I was younger, though, I didn't feel like I was too blessed. You know, we were talking about large body parts, and as a girl, coming from the voluptuous family I was born into, we kind of had big breasts, the women in our family. And a study today came out saying teens with large breasts can take a mental and physical toll on them. And I worded that beautiful. Let me just say, girls with large breasts don't have it all that easy as a teenager, and boys even worse. And they say it hurt. They hurt emotional issues. I mean, I was called Dolly Parton for the longest time. I didn't want to be called Dolly Parton. I thought I was called Dolly Parton because of my singing. I could sing country, and I thought it was because I could sing country. And no, it wasn't because of that. People thought that my boobies were too big. And a lot of people actually have breast reduction. Now, the medical term for large breasts is called macromastia. And it is a common condition by plastic surgeons. According to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, there were more than 63,000 breast reduction surgeries conducted in the United States in 2011. So I know, you know, many, you know, people kind of make fun of, you know, girls having smaller breasts. Don't do that. They actually are pretty lucky. And I always wanted to have, so I did not want to have big breasts. I never wanted to. Because I wanted to be very athletic, and they're in the way. You know, I wanted to run. I wanted to sprint. And it's very difficult to do. Stop the giggles. All right. Well, anyway, if you see a girl with big breasts, tell her you understand. Put your arm around her and tell her that you understand what she's going through. Well, maybe that's difficult for men to do. Just, okay, ladies, give our, you know, the newbies to the motherhood. Give them, you know, a hug. Let them know I know what you're going through. And definitely aim them in the right direction of where they should go bra-wise. There's a growing trend for women to wear bras one cup smaller so they overfloweth. And they're completely misreading the whole cup overfloweth meaning there. You don't want to wear too small a bra cup to make yourselves look bigger. I would rather you just wear the proper, yeah, there's push-ups, etc., but sometimes those can be very uncomfortable as well. But what was the point? I don't know. I just think none of us are happy. Men aren't happy with their penis size. Girls aren't happy with their breast size. We all aren't happy. We're just all miserable. Yep. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, Android users, we do have a Dr. Dahlia app. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Download it. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. It's in your pocket, like a pocket Dr. Dahlia. I do, though. I am finding somebody, and if any of you do this kind of stuff, I want to come up with an app where there's a game. I think that would be also a fun app where, let's say, we have an ambulance trying to get to the hospital with a patient, and people are trying to prevent the ambulance from getting to the hospital. Yes, I patented the idea. I should copyright the idea, too? Yeah, copyright. Yeah, nobody steal that idea. Wouldn't that be a fun game? The ambulance is trying, or you're trying to find the cervix, right? You're doing the pap test, you can't find the cervix. You know, and you're hunting for the cervix, and then, you know, gonorrhea comes at you, and chlamydia comes at you, and a syphilitic trepanoma comes at you. That would be kind of like a Galaga type of game. That would be a good app. All right. I guess three men have come forward to say they were sexually abused as early as the 1970s or 1980s by former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky, years before the assaults of which he was convicted of committing. The men are the first alleged victims with complaints dating back to the 1970s. Of course, Sandusky was just convicted of sexually abusing 10 boys over a 15-year period, beginning in 1994. Police are aware of the men's claims. It's not clear if the men had been interviewed by former FBI Director Louis Free, who last week released a report excoriating the late Pennsylvania State University football coach Joe Paterno. That's right, Free had done that investigation. I was like, yeah, Free sounds familiar. Well, of course. Sandusky, 68 years old, faces 373 years of prison. I'm not sure what the statute of limitations are, but dating back to the 1970s, there's a chance this wouldn't come into play. This wouldn't come into play in the legal system, but it's. I'm just looking at the picture of him. I just think it's horrifying. But this isn't a shock to any of us. I mean, if this is true, you know, many of us, when we were listening to the, you know, whole Sandusky trial, we're like, did he only just decide to start in the 1990s? You know, I mean, what happened prior? And I think many of us were just so blown away by what was happening happening with the current trial that we didn't want to think about prior. So this wouldn't surprise me. Usually people that have a history of molestation abuse, it can start as early as a child or even at teenage years. Again, this is all alleged with these three men, but we'll keep you posted if we get any new information. A woman accuses of George Zimmerman of child molestation. She is identified as witness number 9. She tearfully told Florida police investigating George Zimmerman, who is going to be tried for the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin. She states that he molested her for 10 years, starting at age 6. She was not a witness to the killing of the Trayvon Martin. This is a completely different case. She said she had told police in March, a month after the shooting. She states that she's 27 years old, that she's a relative of George Zimmerman. Recounts incidences that she said began when she was 6 and he was 8. She said the sexual abuse began when she and her sister went to stay with Zimmerman and his family. She says he assaulted her numerous times. I won't go into detail. Now, we don't know how this is going to play out. I don't even think they've done jury selection yet. Of course, Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, wants the interview not released, and he wants to, in a motion, say it's not relevant because it would serve to reignite and potentially enhance the widespread public hostility towards Mr. Zimmerman. It's definitely important, but again, this is just one more thing that George Zimmerman's going to have to deal with in addition to what's happening with the Trayvon Martin case. But it's so hard. And I think what I find very frustrating is when a woman used to say she was molested, all right, we believed her. Now there's so much doubt because we've had so many cases of people coming forward saying, oh, I was molested when they weren't. That it really bothers me that if you were raped or molested, there's going to usually be disbelief. You almost are not believed until it's like the burden of proof is on you. And of course, understandable. I mean, if God forbid somebody accused me of molestation, I mean, they better prove that. I mean, because anybody can, you know, say anything nowadays. But we don't know what to make of this. We have no idea. Does she dislike him so much because of the Trayvon Martin shooting? I mean, people hate George Zimmerman. They want him dead. You know, or is this true? And did she bring this up, in a relatively expedient amount of time? I don't know. So, again, we'll keep you posted on that as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. Oh, we're at the end. Well, you know what? Stay on board for another hour. We're going to talk about Usher's stepson and how the family may not be able to afford to keep him on life support because insurance may not cover it much longer. And dental fillings causing kids abnormal, goofy behaviors. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.